Blog Talk Radio.
Chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining us today. The phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We like to give everyone a chance to ask questions or validate past readings. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change, and that's due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light, from the heart. If your phone number is blocked with the 111, you might get disconnected, so please call in with the working number. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. For intimate reading, one-on-one contact with me and Miss Nina, you can go to our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Essence of Success Radio Network. We do readings Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 at night. So when you make your date for a reading, we need to know what time zone you're in, so it'll be comfortable for both of us. Okay, what else do I need to say? Yeah, know that we care, and we do pray for all of you when we do say that. And don't forget, you know, Miss Nina is a Reiki master, and she does do healing. So without further ado, as they say, let me bring in my co-host who I've been missing, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Lennis. Welcome to the show. I'm sure we're going to have a great show today. I have a couple of announcements. Happy anniversary to my cousin Paulette and her husband Henry. It's their 43rd anniversary today, so happy anniversary, you two. We love you. Tomorrow is my sister-in-law Karen's birthday. I believe she is 54. Oh, man, we're getting up there, Karen. And on Saturday is my grandson Malcolm's birthday, and he will be 19. So happy birthday, Malcolm. Grandma loves you. That's it for announcements, other than please be nice to us. We are doing this because we want to and because we want to help you. So, you know, try and keep it a little bit on the positive side, I guess I want to say. We try and keep ourselves positive, so if you keep yourself positive, what a great reading you're going to get.
Amen. That's the truth. Very, very good. Very good. And also, probably on next week's show, Nina and I are thinking about adding some shows during the week And we'll let you know by next Sunday what our decision is, because it'll probably begin, if we don't do it in December, it will begin the first of the year. And maybe that might be the best way to go, is to wait till the first. But anyway, we will keep you informed and let you know what's going on, huh? Okay. Oh, and Nina, I was going to do prayers. Oops. Okay. I don't have any birthdays. You did. So instead, I'll do some prayers right quick, and then we'll start the show. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay. This is a cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. Remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, and future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space here and now. Thank you. Releasing in all thought forms, being situations and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to us now. We are irresistible magnets for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. We are provided every day with abundance. God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. We're grateful for spiritual, mental, and physical knowing, from God, angels, and the miracles. Our souls are now manifesting and providing here and now our commandments and creations to give us our life experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, wealth, prosperity, and joy from known and unknown beings, entities, spirits, souls from all dimensions of time and space here and now. Our souls are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe. Thank you. We are. And that's it for prayers today. So is there anything else? Or that's
it? That's it for me. Thank you for those prayers, Lena.
Okay, yeah, thought we could kind of use that today. Alrighty, well, now we are going to begin our show. And our first caller up to the show is area code 816. Welcome to the show. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
I just want to know what you pick up about someone that I'm currently talking to.
Okay, and what's his first name only?
Can I say it starts with an S?
It helps if we have the name. The concentrator letter means nothing. You know, like
okay.
Million S's.
Right.
I just see his first name. I don't want his first and last name. His first name is enough for us to concentrate on.
It's Stefan.
Okay, that's fine. All right, Jessica. Let's see. I'm picking up there's some confusion there. What are you looking for from this man?
I would like...
Understanding.
Yeah. I don't know if it's coming from me or him.
Him.
I feel it's on you.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay. So he's misunderstanding me? Or he's confused about me?
No, he's
Why am
confused.
I picking up culture? Is he a different culture than you?
Yes, he's German.
Oh, okay. because culture, that word just kept coming to me, culture, culture, culture. Okay, okay, now that explains. What are you picking up on him, Nina?
Yeah, he's a little confused. Might be the difference in your surroundings is what I'm picking up that's confusing him. I'm also getting a headache on my left temple. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but as soon as you said his name, it hit me there.
All right. Well, only two words I got was confusion and misunderstanding. Oh, three words, and culture. So maybe you need to get a communication and understanding as far as you, an American, and whatever his culture is, and get a better understanding. Because I think that must be where the confusion and misunderstanding is at.
I think it has a lot to do with our communication, like, because it's mostly through text. And it's just really easy to misunderstand things and, like, get things confused. So I think...
Why don't you two talk on the phone where you can hear the tonation of his voice?
Right. We have before. But he actually mentioned to me that his ex-girlfriend was a different culture, too. She was from Bolivia. So I know that he, like, branches outside of his culture.
You know, I don't really want to say continue on with him and then tell you not to continue, but I just feel there's some confusion or misunderstanding. Is he ready to step out his culture and accept yours, or does he want you to be more adherent to the way he lives?
Honestly,
do you kind of understand what I'm saying?
What I get from it is I feel like he wants me to be more like he is. Is what I've been getting from That's what I've been getting from our conversations.
Yeah,
well,
I've talked to him on the... Go ahead, Nina, I'm sorry.
If he wants you to do that badly, I think maybe you better find somebody else.
If what?
Maybe you should find somebody else. You don't need to change for anybody. You're perfect the way you are.
Right.
So,
hello.
Before you get too involved, I would really sit back and really think about this. There's got to be easy ways of finding somebody that you're compatible with than a long-distance romance, especially that long distance.
Oh, he's in the area. He's just from a different, like his background is that.
Okay, so if he's in the area, why aren't you talking on the phone more?
We have before. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. We most of, like, I don't know if it's just, like, our generation or whatever, but we just do a lot of stuff on these apps and everything. Like, that is just becoming comfortable, I guess.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, but if you really want to build a relationship, isn't physical better than phone, like texting?
Yeah.
It's almost like what I'm picking up, and they keep saying to me, it's secrets, secrets, secrets. So he's keeping secrets from you.
Oh my God, like what?
they're not telling me any more than that. That's all I'm getting, but he is keeping secrets from you.
Is he, like, not single? Is he really not single or something? Is it like that?
Yeah, I think so. But it's not clear.
Okay.
That's all they're telling me is secrets. Lannis, are you getting anything else?
Nada.
Okay. Sorry, honey, but that's all I'm picking up. Maybe if you call back next week, maybe we'll have a clearer picture on this, Jessica. But right now, that's all I'm getting.
Okay.
Me too. All right. Well, Jessica,
thank you
for calling, and have a wonderful week, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next caller is area code 509. You're on the air with Lannis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Good Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Erica. How are you?
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was, like, trying to bake croissants, and it's my first time doing that, but I don't think it's going that well. The oven's, like,
well, you know, we're on for an hour. If you're baking and you want to finish your baking, finish and call us back.
No, it's okay. I already turned it off. I don't want the house to catch fire.
Oh, Lord, no. All right, Erica, what can we answer for you today?
Well, I really like my job at the law firm, but I feel like I'm not going to be there longer than a month. I mean, longer than a year. I can't see myself doing that because I'm underpaid. I'm only making like $2 more than minimum wage, and I also don't get any benefits. And, you know, like I went to school, I got an associate's, a bachelor's, and I'm bilingual. So I'm feeling really bad about myself. But on the bright side, I feel like this is like the first job where I can really build my resume with. And so, like, I appreciate that. But I was just wondering what you see my next job being.
Okay. What field are you in? Let me concentrate because you sound so unhappy. What's your career field?
The legal field. And it's not that I'm unhappy. It's just that I don't feel like – I don't want to say appreciated. I'm just not making enough money. I only get paid, like, twice a month when I used to get paid daily on my, like, general labor job with a staffing agency. And so –
But you're with a big company now, so their paydays are biweekly. Most big companies are biweekly, so that's common.
Mm-hmm.
I think the state is the only one that pays you once a month. But,
Erica?
Uh-huh.
Apply at another firm.
You don't – the third is going to be my first month there.
Start applying at other firms.
Yeah. Okay. I really like my job and the fact that, you know, I get to speak with clients in Spanish and everything, but I just, like, feel super bad for making, I'm only making $13 an hour, you know, and it just feels horrible. It's heartbreaking.
With your education.
Yeah, well,
and everything else, yeah, apply at another firm. Now, the letter R keeps flashing at me. I don't know why. Maybe the firm starts with a letter R.
My last name starts with an R. It's Reyes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's even more confirmation. You're supposed to do this, apply at other firms then. Because she's seeing your initial.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about possibly... I was actually yesterday glancing, but I'm not too serious about it because I would at least want to stay a few months and then move on. But I was thinking maybe like government. I think that I'm kind of after the benefits now. And I was thinking something in government, like in county, district, or something. I don't know.
They're telling me anything is better than what you have right now.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Time to go. Time to go, Erica.
Oh.
If
and
it's
you know
better
what?
Than where you are now, it's time to go. Yeah.
Lennis, they fired a lady a week after I started, and she had been working there forever. She started as a receptionist, and I, like, would hear her cry from my office. But, you know, like, I'm not the type of person that will be nosy or, like, you know, I had no idea what was going on. I literally thought she received a phone call and was like, oh, someone passed away, you know. But I never thought she got fired. It was surprising. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's not the company for you. I agree with Nina. Yeah. I would start putting in... I'd be putting applications in my sleep. to hurry up and get away from where you're at. I know
really
that's
nice
extreme,
company.
But
yeah.
That's what Nina's feeling. I'm feeling that now, too. You need to get away from that company. The sooner the better. But I know you want to line up. You don't want to leave something and then you don't have a job to go to, of course.
True.
That's
how yeah.
she's telling you, and I am too. Start putting your applications in like it's your last job on this earth. Just start putting
mm-hmm.
them in because somebody will hire you and appreciate you, Erica.
Oh,
they really
wow.
will.
Yeah. I mean, I left a different, I was offered a previous position, but then I declined it for this one. And then I didn't realize that, you know, there's like no benefits and the pay was going to be so cheap. Like, it's crazy. And I think that's why
yeah.
people are not sticking around. And that's, you know, he needs to protect his own employees. And I think he's
yeah.
not doing that. Okay. So
yeah.
When do you see the next opening opening up, I guess, if I move forward?
ASAP.
As soon as you get those out. Yeah,
yep.
get those
I saw it ASAP. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Perfect. So when
you
put well, them in, you're going to hear something right
mm-hmm.
away. It's not going to be like
oh,
a week later. No, you're going to hear right away.
Oh, nice. Okay. That
mm-hmm.
sounds awesome. I just would at least like to start at 15, you know, at least. But honestly, I would want more. And,
well, you
and,
get,
you know,
you'll get more. With your credentials,
mm-hmm.
you will get more, but not at that
mm-hmm.
company. No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because I just felt like sometimes I'm, like, doing my own thing, working, doing my, you know, and I have to stop because they need me at the front. They need someone bilingual for a client that only speaks Spanish. You know, when you're talking about immigration, your field kind of is the Hispanic people that don't speak English. And so I'm, like,
yeah.
rushed, and I feel like I'm taking on someone else's job because, you know, that language barrier. And then, like, I don't get yelled at, but I get told, like, oh, you forgot to do this, you know. And it's like, well, yeah, because a different task came up, right? And, of course, I have, like, a million things going on at once. So it's kind of, I feel like we're
yeah.
not, yeah, appreciated in that sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like you're wearing two or three hats and getting paid for less than one.
Yes.
Trust me, me
mm-hmm.
and Nina understand. We do. But what I'd like you to do, seriously, is this week just start putting in application. In fact, call us next Sunday because I'd like to know, you know, what application that you might have felt good about, and maybe me and Nina can tell you, is, you know,
mm-hmm.
the possibility of two or three companies that will hire you. You know,
mm-hmm.
right away. But, yeah, you're going to get hired right away. It's not going to be a delay. I saw as soon as possible, and Nina said as soon as you put the applications in.
Lennis, and you know what I think is really messed up in the workforce or in workforce? That recent graduates, they'd kind of discriminate us because we don't have, like, X number of years of experience. But in all reality, you can learn and pick up quick. Like, you can teach a dog, you know, tricks, and he'll learn or she'll learn. But, and it's the same thing with, you know, humans, us. Like, I don't feel like you need to have 2 or 3 years of experience because you'll learn. Like, at this company, I even take care of, like, bank accounts. Like, I have a lot of confidential stuff. And, you know, so I feel like that's going to help me towards my next job. I don't think I made a bad decision by choosing them over the receptionist position that paid me $1 more. I feel like I made the right choice because now I, like, expand my knowledge. But, yeah, well, thank you, though.
Yeah, well, we're both wishing the very best for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah,
bye.
You're
going
to come out on
bye,
top.
Nina.
Bye. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling, Erica. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. All right, next call is area code 857. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina.
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Nina. How are you? This is Gwen.
Hello, Miss Gwen. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm good. How are you, beautiful?
Oh, great. No complaints.
Good. Good, good. I would just love a general reading, please.
Gwen, we need to concentrate on that when it's like this over the phone.
Okay, sure. How about love?
Okay.
What about?
What did you say, Nina? She started giggling. What did you?
I said, what about it?
Such a nut.
Well, you know what? No, let's do work. I'm sorry. Let's do work.
You want us to concentrate on your job? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Work. I am looking for a new position, hopefully something before the new year or after the new year.
It'll be before. As soon as you said that, the angel said before. Go ahead.
Yes, because I've outgrown my position. I'm just not going to go, and there's no place where I want to go in the company. I don't feel that it's a fit for me. And not only that, but unfortunately, I met someone on the job. Nothing intimate, you know, just a friendship. And I come to realize that this person is a narcissist. And,
oh, Lord.
Yeah. And that's not the main reason, but it is a catalyst for me to kind of get up out of there.
Okay. I'm seeing a long hallway, and it's widening now. It's getting pretty wide. Okay, there you are. You're walking down this hallway. I see small offices and now bigger offices. And then before that, it's like little micro offices, like micromanaging offices.
Huh. That's interesting because our office is like that. And we are expanding.
Oh, okay.
Yep. To another floor.
Well, I see you walking down this hallway. Have you applied for any other positions within the company? You know, promotional positions that will take you up?
I just don't. There's just a vibe in the company. There's just, you know, from the beginning, everything has been a struggle for me. I can't say it's the company. It's just my department, and it's something that
okay.
kind of goes. It's a kind of an energy that kind of spreads throughout the company. Some departments are affected by it, and some are not. It really depends on the manager. But I work in HR, and I just, I got to be honest with you, I don't like them. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
I just don't jive and just gel. I'm just not trusting them.
Now I'm seeing a white building with the letters IBM on there. Huh.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a white building. It says IBM. And there's some more buildings surrounding it. So is this a downtown area or?
I would love to.
Yeah, because they're telling me corridor, downtown corridor. So it's not completely downtown. It's like on the way.
I would love to get back into the city. I would love to get back into the city because where I'm at now, we're isolated. There's nothing around.
Okay. Well, I'm picking up toward the city. Is your next job? That's why I said corridor. It's in the city, but you're not like right in the downtown area. You might be a part of the area, but out. What I'm seeing is outside. Like you'd be three blocks from the main downtown area, so you're still part of the area, right?
Or that district,
whatever you want to say. I see you going downtown. I see you riding a bus. To go back and forth.
Yep.
That's
true.
Okay, I'm not picking up the company. I was asking No, never mind, because I just got a headache. I was asking, was this man a foreigner, this company? And I just got a headache, so I was like, no, that's a no. It's not that one. Nina, what are you picking up for Gwen?
Nothing.
I am, but I keep seeing a hallway, but I see this big white building that says IBM, and then I see some more large, tall buildings. So that's why I say it's a downtown area, very industry.
Yeah.
But I was asking about the company, and at first it was like I saw a foreign guy, maybe East Indian or not even East Indian, like third world, from the third world over there guy. Ooh. But then I got a headache. Now when I saw the American guy, it was smooth sailing. So maybe you're going to be approached by two different ones. I'm going to say right now, go with the American company.
Okay.
Whoever that is, yeah. And, yeah, this is soon. You know what? You're going to start working before the 1st of December. The first 3 weeks of December, I'm going to tell you right now, is Mercury retrograde. And so, you know, that's not a time that you definitely don't want to put any applications in or start a job. So whatever job that you're going to start, it's got to be between November 1st and November 31st. And then you're smooth sailing, because I see you get the job before the end of the year. So I'm going to take it that this all transpires in the month of November. So like the other caller, girls, start putting them applications out like it was yesterday.
Yes.
Just start putting them out one by one. Huh?
Yeah, I've been with the company for 3 years, and I just don't see I've looked at other positions. I've looked at the managers, and it's just not a place where I see myself growing. I see what they do. I just don't feel good that it's really going. There's no humanity. There's no integrity, and I don't mean to say that about the company that I work for, but I've been there long enough to see that it just, they don't stand on those standards. They just don't stand on that. And that's, it's just not for me.
No. Well, you got another job coming up that I'm sure you'd be happy with. It's real stable. And I'm sorry, they're not showing me the company other than what I just showed you.
That's okay.
But
that's
as you put these applications out, you will get hired soon. It will not be a wait.
Good. I appreciate it, because I really need to kind of get going.
And they just told me it's a morning job, Gwen. The angel said it's a morning position. Whatever job that's going to hire you is going to be morning. Yeah.
That's good. And it'll be full-time, all that benefits.
Yes.
Get paid on a weekly basis instead of a bi-weekly. I'm going to put that out there, too.
It doesn't hurt.
Bi-weekly thing.
Excuse me, Gwen.
Hurt.
Yes.
Don't push your luck there, lady. You got a new job coming. What else do you want?
I want it all, Nina. I want it all.
At least you're honest.
I do.
I want it all. I like that. Yep. See, that's a for real person. You know what you want and go after it.
Exactly. Yeah. Am I going to say, well, no? I'm like, no, I do want that. I want to be happy.
Amen. Well.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. This is good.
Let us know and definitely give us a call back here before, you know, around the middle of November, and let us know. But if you get a job before then, please call us. But
I've got to be proactive in it and put the resumes out there.
And as you put them out, claim them. That's your job.
Yes. Okay.
Even if that's not the one you get, every resume you put out, that's my job.
That's my job. Okay. I like that.
Okay, have the universe working for you.
I will definitely do that. All right, ladies. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
And if I don't talk to you before the holidays, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, you as well. You and your family as well. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank
you.
God bless. Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Okay. Next caller, area code 303. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hello there, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Enjoying listening to the show. My name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What did you say your name is? Just your first name?
Allison.
Allison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Erican? I'm still not getting
Allison. Allison.
Oh, Allison. Okay, now I got you. All right, go ahead, Allison. Sorry, I just didn't understand what you were saying. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am curious what you might have to say around timing of a relocation. There's many, many, many factors and complications, which I'm not going to go into, but I could potentially try to rush it and by the end of November, or I could... would need to wait until early next year, January, February, I'm not sure. Just got some new complications, so I have to reevaluate my plans. But I want to stay in the divine timing. It's very important to this move that it be in divine time. So
Nina,
that's where it's at.
Was there any particular state that you wanted to move to that you're interested in that we can kind of focus, since you want to move out of state?
I'm not moving out of state. No. I'm not moving out of state. I'm not.
Oh, you're
moving
just moving from the location where you are at now.
I'm just staying in state to a different area. Yeah, I don't need out of state, assistance. Just timing assistance.
Well, anytime things fall into place or a move, that's divine intervention. So if you are planning a move and everything falls into place without any problems, take that move.
I would tend to agree with that, but as I mentioned, there's some new developments that have caused reconsideration of the timing.
Okay, so...
some complications. I don't know if that's quite the right word, but it could be kind of somewhat.
You have delays. What you're telling us is that there's delays for you moving right away. Is that correct?
Well, it's not really. They don't have to be delays. I can proceed anyway. But it does put other elements into a pickle. And I don't want to throw other elements into a pickle.
Okay, you're confusing the hell out of me, and it's becoming real cloudy. I'm trying to understand. You want to move like where? You're moving for what reason? Maybe that's what I need to say, because I'm trying to take the question to the angels.
Okay, there are many, many reasons for it. So the move was originally targeted for the end of November. It didn't happen.
You
want to
know if you're going to move by the end of November? That's your question.
No, or should I, or should it be better take place in January, February? So delayed until early next year.
Delayed.
Okay, so I'm concentrating on either you're going to move in November or you're going to move at the first of the year. That's your question.
Yeah, I would say the end of January, yes. It's all about timing, nothing else. Just the timing.
It's not the time now. You won't be moving until the new year.
Okay. Okay.
Picked up
March. Yeah,
the
agent told me she won't move until March of 2018.
Yeah.
That's what I got, March 2018. So, yeah, what did you say, Nina? The first of the year or something? You were right, because I got March.
Yeah, not until the new year. It's definitely not happening in November. There's too many things standing in the way right now.
Let me ask you something. Is your spirit in a whirlpool right now, or your mind?
I have
I'm
many
getting
things
a massive headache on the left side of my head. Something's not right here.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that I'm needing to take into consideration for this.
Okay.
Again, it's complicated. It's complex. It's just many elements to
okay.
it and many unknown factors. There's a lot of unknown factors as well, which also make it challenging to pick the timing because there's like four or five question marks, other things that are unanswered yet. So
okay,
that's
so,
part of
okay.
the challenge of it. Yeah.
They're
outside my
you,
control. You're outside
yeah,
my
okay.
control.
What I'm going to tell you right now is when those things clear up, then it will be time for you to move. Until that point, don't even consider it.
Well, I do need to consider it because I have some things I need to take care of somewhere else.
Well,
that's like you said, it's complicated. You know, it's kind of it was just a question about whatever you guys got an instant hit off. So the original plan is November, and I can still achieve that. So just wanted to see if. Between that and the early part of, like I said, January, end of January. So it would be delayed by like 2 months.
We both said that not until the new year, so either take it or leave it. The choice is yours.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, sure. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Have a good day and a wonderful week. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I shall. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That was cloudy. Okay,
Mary.
Next call, area code 404.
Hi.
Area code 404, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Shanithia Hardiman. My birthday is 3/3/1994. I would like a general, like, on my love life.
Okay, Shanithia, you want a what, honey? Say it again.
A general on my love life. I just got out of a terrible relationship, and we just broke up with no. I didn't have no explanation of why we broke up. It was just like we fought, we argued, and there it was. Like, could you give me a general overall of my love life?
Well, Shanithia, what's his first name? Because it sounds like he's still in love with this guy. So, before you can go to the next guy, you got to clear up what's before you. So what's his first
Jonathan.
Name? That's all I need. Okay,
Jonathan.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jonathan is a little bit immature himself.
Yeah.
Delete.
Okay.
It's a done deal. Delete. That ain't even you.
Okay.
I can feel your spirit as bubbly, as lovable, as generous. You're a kind-hearted soul. When I think about him, it's like, run, Forrest, run. In other words, delete. You don't need to be around him. Mm-mm. He's not the man. Well, number one, he's too immature. He's got issues, and he's trying to live like a teenager, and he's a grown-ass man.
Yep.
That ain't you?
Yeah.
I know
yep.
I'm hitting it on point. I can feel
yep.
him very strong. That's why I'm telling you delete, because that's not you. Trust me, there's another man out there, Shanithia, that will treat you the way you want to be treated and
when
respect
is he
and
coming?
Honor.
Because I'm like, I'm just so confused.
Girl,
right now.
You're young.
Really
Hirsch. You're young. You're going to meet quite a
okay.
few men before that time, before you settle down.
Okay.
Enjoy. Just
okay.
look at it this way. When things don't work out, the way that you wish they would, thank God for showing you what you don't need in your life. Okay? So as you experience these different relationships, good or bad, even if it's good, thank God that, hey, yeah, this is how I want to be treated when I get ready to get married and settle down. And if it's a bad relationship, then thank God again, because now you know what you don't want in your life or to be around or influenced by, right? Yeah, so. And I'm going to tell you this. I'll let Nina see if she has anything. From me, I would tell you, Shanita, enjoy your life. Love you. Love you. Enjoy you. And the man will come. He'll be a bonus because your stuff will be together. The man will come. But you got time. You got time. And don't be listening to peer pressure. What your other girlfriends be doing? They got a boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. You know what? You do what makes Shanita happy.
Right.
What's going to put a smile on your face and give you peace at night when you lay your head down to go to sleep.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll let Miss Nina come in. Nina?
Yeah, I was going to say exactly what you said, Lena. Just give it time, sweetie. Learn more about you, what you want out of life, and what make you happy before you even think about looking for another guy right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, make yourself
happy.
Thank you
guys so much.
Yeah. Listen, the guy will come. We want you to make yourself happy. And then you'll also get the clarity of what you desire in a man. Because the sex ain't about nothing. If he can't communicate and you two have understanding, sex ain't about nothing. Sex is like a minute long. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You want to have that communication understanding so you can say, oh, yeah, we've been together for 10 years, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. You give me and Nina a call back here in a couple of weeks and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much, Ms. Nina.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, honey. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there. You know she's the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, so you got the, as they say, the top dog. Okay, going on, our next caller is area code 678. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sonia. And
hi, Sonia. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm calling to get a reading on my love life to see if anyone is going to be coming soon.
Okay. The angels got me laughing. They're saying a bebop. That's like a fun youngster, a bebop. I don't know. I will say a rapper, but they're telling me like fun. They got me smiling, fun guy. Let's see who this is. Joshua. Okay, I'm getting the name Joshua and Jeremy. I don't know if you know them yet, but I hope you're writing these names down. Joshua and Jeremy.
Joshua and Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Those are two names they gave me. And it's coming up. You will either meet this guy just before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, and you're going to meet him through a family member. It looks like a cousin, maybe even a sister, is going to introduce you to this man. I can tell you what he looked like. He's chocolate, beautiful Cheshire Cat smile, beautiful teeth. He stands 6'1". And has a good job. He works for a company. He's suited. Suited and booted, Sonia, every day. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So it's in a job position. Yeah, it's a family member that's going to introduce you to him. And he's very much single. He's not divorced. He's not a widower. He's not separated. He is single. In fact, the angels are telling me right now, I don't think the guy's ever been married, and he doesn't have any children. So, yeah, good man. I'm feeling good vibes off of him. So either before Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving. So whatever functions that your family has during that holiday weekend, just keep your ears and your eyes open for whoever they introduce you to.
Okay. All right.
And remember, he's
got
a beautiful smile. He's tall, but remember, because his smile just lights up the world. Beautiful smile.
My. Beautiful smile.
Okay. And like I said, I'm feeling good about him, so he's a good guy. So remember those names or write them down, Joshua and Jeremy.
Joshua and Jeremy. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Oh it's going to be good.
Ladies.
You're welcome. Oh, you have a wonderful weekend. Let us know about your fellas.
I sure will. I'm feeling excited already.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And have
you.
A wonderful week. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. You're coming in with a block number. Who's this?
Oh, hi. Hi, Linus. This is Patricia, Cleveland, Ohio. How are you?
Oh, hi, Patricia. Fine.
Didn't realize
how's your day going,
blocked.
Young lady?
Oh, well, just it's good. I'm just going to eat, rest, and prepare to go to this seasonal work third shift. I need to get really, really answers, clarity on housing and money. This current housing, I'm in a room. Long story short, it's very toxic. A lot of negativity, da-da-da-da-da. Been here 5 years. I know that. And I want to, I'm just going to go ahead and rent a room out of a house. Thing is, I'm just starting this seasonal work. I just need to find out if there any other way other than earning money that I can obtain money that I would need. I mean, a larger sum of money, legit.
You trying to slang drugs, girl?
Well, I guess I
got you laughing. I got you smiling.
Yeah, I
do. And I know you ain't trying to do that. I'm just teasing you, make you smile.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Big Farmer out of business. Yeah. So
Patricia, you need to get out of where you're at. Oh, my God,
yeah.
I'm getting a headache.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah. And, I mean, the talents that I have.
Yeah, you
got to
get out of there.
Not,
let me look forward. Huh?
You know, the talents that I have is not up to that skill level where I can earn, you know, live me off of or earn money from yet.
You know what? There's a lady with a house. And I see the house is two-story. I'm seeing the house now. She's got a room that she can rent out upstairs. She also has a basement apartment with its own entrance. So she has that below her. And then she has a room upstairs. Yep, I even see the bathroom on the other side of the hall. She put an ad in the paper. Check your paper. Or
okay.
Like your little throwaway papers, we call them nickel one ads up here, but you know the little throwaways, you get them in the community or whatever. She put an ad in the paper that she's looking, that she's open to rent the downstairs, that one's open.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the street, CCC, the street name begins with a C. Corona. That's a street name, something close like that, Cololo Corona,
okay.
So I'll be writing this down. Anyway, the house is two-story, and it looks like the house is either white or it's brown.
Okay,
the apartment downstairs, she's got that for rent, that's cheap, own entrance, and then she's got the room upstairs, which is even cheaper because it's just a room. She's an older white lady. I think she might be a widower, but it looks like she has maybe a sister. Two sisters are living together, it looks like. Yeah, I think, and they're both widowers. Okay, thank you. They're both widowers, so there's just two sisters living together. And it's just the upstairs and the downstairs is just a little extra money for them. because I think the building is actually paid for, but it gives them a little money in their pockets. And they're not, they're probably early 70s, I'd say around then. Quiet neighborhood to the right. Let me give you the show me this. To the right of that house is a duplex, and it's one level. Okay, so a duplex to the right. Then I see the house. To the left, looks like it could be part of the yard, a bigger part of the yard. So she's got a nice size yard on the left side of the house going around. Parking is fine. It's on the street. And the rent isn't much. I mean, these little ladies are just as sweet as they want to be. They're not going to charge you that much, but they're quiet. Their housing, it's quiet. It's quiet.
Okay.
It's 2 blocks to 2 miles away from where you're at right now, and I believe it's 2 miles. They said 2, and I don't think 2 blocks. I think it's 2 miles away from where you're at. So if you're out driving around the neighborhood, you know, just before you get to the outs of it, 2 miles out, then start looking on both sides of the street. Mm-hmm. And you're not far from a Safeway. God, they're giving me a lot of information. You're not far from a Safeway and some pharmacy. Rite Aid out of Bartail, something, and some pharmacy, too. It's across the street from the Safeway. It's an older neighborhood. That's why it's quiet. It's an older neighborhood.
Okay.
So you got a lot of retirees that live in that area, which is nice. You know, like I said, it's quiet. There's a school that's maybe 4 or 5 blocks away from this house. And the school name, I think, is Foster. This is what they're telling me. And it's an elementary school.
Okay.
All right.
But it must be on the east side here because I've been wanting to move to the west side.
Okay.
Okay.
What else, Angels?
Money-wise,
they said start looking
way...
Monday or Wednesday at the latest. They said start looking.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't do it tomorrow, then by Wednesday, get out there and, you know, spend 30 minutes or an hour 2 miles away from where you're at and look for those things that I told you. I can't even remember now. What was it? Safeway? Anyway, look for those things in the area because you know you're close to the house. When you start seeing those things, you're right by it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it looks like the little shopping area is within walking distance from this house.
Okay.
You don't even have to drive there. You can just walk there. I'm sorry?
Okay. Is it a CVS pharmacy you're trying to think of, or?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I said Bartail or Rite Aid because that's what we have here, but it's
right,
a pharmacy.
Right.
And CVS sounds pretty good. That feels good. That feels good.
Would
so I think you're right.
Would the street name, would one of them be called Cove?
Possible. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Possible.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Now
wow.
for money, is there another way other than earning it, if I could win it or?
Call me back, Sonia. That's another question.
Okay. All right.
We only get
right.
one question per caller, but if you call back in, we sure will answer that question. How's
okay.
That?
All right. Well, I got a lot. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I hope you're writing it down. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, you can call back in. There is a line that's open, so, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm going to thank you very much, and I'm going to write everything down on the replay tomorrow. Well, I'm going to write it down as much as I can now, but listen to the replay.
All right, thank
you very much. Have a good evening.
You too.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. Next call, area code 253. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. May I just give you a pick up on, or you like a question?
Oh, we need a question, please.
Okay. Do you see me moving out of this apartment within a year or longer?
Well, everybody wants to move today. What's up?
I don't know. Change is in the air. Change is in the air. Okay, Holly, moving. You want to be out of there by December, but you'll move to your new place. Be in your new place the 1st of February.
Oh.
February 1st, you'll be in your new one. You want to get out by December, so what I'm going to tell you is that, you know, just keep your money put back for first and last and deposit. And you can probably give it to them in January, but you won't move in until the 1st of February.
Oh. Is it local or are you able to see?
I didn't ask that. You asked me where you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be specific. When I go to the angels, I can't do general questions. It's got to be a pointed question, and that's what they're going to answer. So you asked me about moving.
Okay.
Do you want to, you know when you're going to move? You're going to move by February.
Uh-huh.
It's going to look possible to move by December, but you won't make it. So that's why you'll be moving into your new place the 1st of February. Nina, what are you picking up?
I picked up the same as you did. No difference.
Okay.
Thank you both.
All right. Well, congratulations on your move, young lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your coordinate, your moderator in there. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Also, I meant to tell you guys, and I'm sorry, the full moon is on the 3rd, just to let you know, which is, Friday? Yeah. So just to let you know, full moon. And I'm sorry?
That explains everything.
Yeah, it's on Thursday. Okay, well, let's go to the next caller. Okay, area code 762. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Guess he dropped. Okay,
pop.
Go to the next one. Area code 757. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Kia. How you doing?
Hi. Did you say Keith? Keith?
Pierre. Like Pierre, but what a K.
Spell your name, because I still didn't understand. Spell your name to me.
It's K-I-E-R. Kier.
Pierre.
Oh, K-I-E-R. Ooh.
Yes.
I like that, Kier. Are you from this planet?
Yeah.
It sounds like a cosmic name, Kier. Well, Kier, what can we answer for you today, young man?
My question is just I've been dealing with like a lot and kind of really getting to know myself. Like, not in, like, a spiritual way where I'm, like, meditating and stuff, but just kind of, like, coming out of my shell, basically. And I've been kind of dabbling with different girls, but I don't know. I'm trying to see what my question is. I guess, how can I find the right girl for me? I don't know what the question is.
So you're looking, you want to know about love, what ladies coming up into your life?
Yeah, because I've been dabbling with a couple of girls and some of them are kind of in relationships and stuff. But, yeah, I guess, yeah. Or what needs to be said to me, anything, what needs to be said to me or whatever.
What's your birthday? Just give me the month and the day.
It's 12/19.
You're a Capricorn. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Sagittarius.
Dabbling with women. Get your clarity on, Kier.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Well, you're right on the cusp. You are a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
You're right on the cusp. Well, I'll say one thing. Being a Sagittarius, you know it's hard for you to settle down to begin with. It's going to take a strong woman to hold you down, bruh. And that's spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not being funny, like taking somebody out. No, they need to touch you spiritually. They need to touch your mind. And then, of course, the physical aspect is last.
Yeah.
But if you're fooling around with two women right now, I don't need to be looking for no love when you already got two women in your energy.
Well, they just, the two that I've been talking to, they just kind of don't appeal to me. But the one that does, she's in a relationship. And it's, it's complicated. But I know, I'm getting to know her to know, I don't think I want her just because I got to know mentally how she thinks. But it's still, I'm still attracted to her. It's just it's complicated.
It could be a past life thing. But, yeah, no, okay, so you're looking for a new love, as the song goes.
Neither one
of those look like they fit the bill. So let's, me and Nina, concentrate on who a new love is coming in your life. That's clear. No drama or attachments. Okay. Who's Maria here? The angels are telling me about a
No, I don't know Maria.
Okay. Wow. You know what the angel said? Stop hopping from bed to bed. Make up your mind. Damn. That's that horse. You can't help it.
It seems like the girls that are interested in me, they have kids, and that's something that I'm not. I don't have any kids myself, but it's like I'm looking for just a girl that's just a match for me. And not saying I'm 24, so it's I just don't want no girl with no kids.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's women out here that don't have children. Really, believe me, there are young women out here that don't have children that was not, they didn't want to become a statistic or some status that they had. Yeah, no. Okay, the angels are coming back again with Maria, and now they're telling me Myra. I hope you're writing this down. They said Maria, now they're saying Myra. Okay. In 2 weeks' time, you're going to meet this woman, this young lady. Mm-hmm. It could be at an educational function.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing education, so I don't know if it's like a meeting or a community meeting where, a bunch of people get together, sit down and talk, or working with children. But it's at an educational meeting. Yeah. Something, I'll put it like this, something that has to do with education, okay? And that's where you'll meet this woman at. And this woman, the angels are telling me right now, she's a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a teacher. So that explains why I saw that then with the education and the kids. But, yeah, this woman is a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah, in about 2 weeks you're going to run in her. Do me a favor, when you see women or come out of the relationship, whatever it is, always say, I forgive to love that individual and I love to forgive that individual. So be it.
Okay.
So
that
way you walk away with a peace in your spirit and in your mind. Even if they haven't done anything really to coordinate, you still say it, I forgive to love and I love to forgive. So be it. That individual, their name. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Kier. We expect to get a call back from you and hear about Maria or Myra, the teacher.
Yep.
Okay.
I will. Yep.
Okay, you'll enjoy this relationship. I feel good about this woman. Whatever her name is, I feel good. So I think you'll enjoy this relationship. And no, she does not have children. Forgot to tell you that. And she is single. She's not attached to anybody. So there you go. Nina, did you have anything to add?
No, just wrap up whatever relationships you're in now, because if you're still hanging on to either one of those two, you won't find anybody new.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yep. I got it. Yep. That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Kier. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, young man. Okay. Well, the lines are open, 646-727-2914. The lines are open. The one lady that had another question about money should call back in. Who was that? Patricia? Yeah. Patricia, you can call back in. The lines are open. If you want Nina and I to answer that question for you about money, we can do that right quick for you. Okay, how's it going in the chat room, Miss Nina?
It's going.
Okay, no questions out the chat room?
No, nothing that I haven't handled already.
Okay, all righty. Okay, well, I always say when you were gone, I'd always say, like Nina said, you got 5 minutes to call in, or we'll be closing her down, so. Well, I hope everybody has a good week, and do remember that the full moon begins on Thursday, and the new moon is, I have that wrote down if anybody want to mark it. The full moon is on the 3rd, and the new moon is November the 18th. There you go. And if you want to get ahead even more, Mercury retrograde begins in December the 1st, for 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks of December, we will be in Mercury retrograde. Thank God we won't be in it by the time New Year begins. We'll be out of it. So if you're doing any shopping, I'll say this now since we don't have any calls. Because we'll be in Mercury retrograde the first 3 weeks of December, you know, things go backwards and they don't always work out to the best that they should. My suggestion to you, if you're going to do Christmas shopping, maybe you usually wait till December. I'd back it up to November and do your shopping then. One reason is because during Mercury retrograde, if you buy a big ticket item or electronics or a car or a new refrigerator or stove, it may not work out right the way it should. You might have difficulties with that product. So that's why we tell you to do it before Mercury retrograde or either after. So since it's a holiday, do your shopping in November, and I think you'll be ahead of the game there. You'll be okay. Miss Nina, you got anything?
No, I don't have anything else. Just remember to be positive and try and drive out any negativities that you may have. And even if something negative does happen to you, it's a learning experience. You learn from everything in your life. So take it that way instead of saying, oh, poor me, why does this always happen to me, blah, blah, blah. Take it as a learning experience and use that learning as you further your life.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Thank you, Nina. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, call in. Go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com for readings. Remember, Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 7 at night. Also on the website, we have prayers, sports, humor, and, of course, you know, the psychic readings. So, anyway, check out the website. It's very good. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, Miss Nina, I guess we'll call it an evening.
You bet.
And head out. Okay. Yeah. I'm ready for some dinner. I don't know about you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us around the world in the chat room and on the phone. If no one's told you they love you today, we do. And we are certainly glad to have Nina back with us. That's always a joy and a treat. Nina, I'll let you close it out, young lady.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Have a wonderful week. And make sure you join us next Sunday, same time, same channel. Good night, everyone. Love you, Lennis.
Love you too, Nina. Good night.